Welcome to RingCentral Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The designated hitter, Adley Rutschman. Batting second. The first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting third. The third baseman, Gunnar Henderson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jordan Westberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Austin Hayes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting seventh. The catcher, James McCann. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ryan McKenna. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jorge Mateo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Cole Irvin. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Asturi Ruiz. Batting second. The second baseman, Zach Geloff. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos Perez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brent Rooker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Aldmys Diaz. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Jordan Diaz. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Jonah Bride. Batting 8th. The catcher, Shea Langeliers. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Nick Allen. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Waldyshuk. And now, play ball. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rutschman hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Rutschman is out. One out. Ryan Mountcastle batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Mountcastle is on with a walk. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Westberg strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is hit by the pitch. Ruiz is on first. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Ruiz. The throw from McCann, and he's caught stealing. One out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Geloff is on with a walk. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rooker strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Hayes is on with a walk. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins bunts towards first. Waldyshuk scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. James McCann is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McCann hits a line drive deep towards center. Ruiz makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to third. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McKenna strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Aldmys Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Diaz hits a line drive deep towards right center field. McKenna is there to make the catch. One out. Jonah Bride is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bride hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Bride is out. Two outs. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Langeliers hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Langeliers is safe at second with a double. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Mountcastle makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mateo hits a fly ball towards center. Ruiz makes the catch for the out. One out. Adley Rutschman batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rutschman is 0-for-1 in the game. Rutschman hits a line drive towards second. Geloff makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Mountcastle is on with a walk. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Henderson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruiz hits a ground ball towards first. Mountcastle fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Geloff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Geloff hits a ball towards short. Mateo can't make the play in time. Geloff gets a base hit. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perez is hit by the pitch. Geloff moves to second. Perez is on first. Brent Rooker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker strikes out swinging. Two outs. Aldmys Diaz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a line drive towards left field. Hayes makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Westberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Westberg strikes out swinging. One out. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mullins is 0-for-0 in the game. Mullins strikes out swinging. Two outs. James McKenna is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McKenna is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenna hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McKenna is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenna hits a ball towards third. Bride can't make the play in time. McKenna gets a base hit. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKenna moves to second. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mateo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mateo hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Mateo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jordan Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Diaz is out. One out. Jonah Bride is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bride is 0-for-1 in the game. Bride softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Bride is out. Two outs. Shay Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Langeliers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Langeliers hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ground ball towards short. Mateo has it and steps on second to get the force on Langeliers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rutschman is 0-for-2 in the game. Rutschman hits a line drive towards short. Allen makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mountcastle hits a fly ball towards center. Ruiz makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruiz hits a fly ball towards right. McKenna is there to make the catch. One out. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geloff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geloff hits a fly ball towards left. Hayes makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Perez hits a ground ball towards the mound. Irvin throws to first, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Westberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Westberg strikes out swinging. One out. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Hayes is out. Two outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Lucas Ursig replaces Ken Waldyshuk as pitcher. James McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McKen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McKen strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Shintaro Fujinami replaces Cole Irvin as pitcher. Lawrence Butler pinch hits for Brent Rooker batting fourth. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball towards right. McKenna is there to make the catch. One out. Aldmys Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Orioles, 2, Athletics, 2. Tyler Soderstrom pinch hits for Jordan Diaz batting 6th. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Seth Brown pinch hits for Jonah Bride batting 7th. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Aldmys Ryan McKenna is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McKenna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Mateo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mateo hits a line drive towards third. Diaz makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 0-for-3 in the game. That is ball 4. Rutschman is on with a walk. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mountcastle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Yenny Urquino replaces Shintaro Fujinami as pitcher. Shay Langeliers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Langeliers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Langeliers hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Langeliers is out. 1 out. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Allen is out. 2 outs. Asturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ruiz strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kirby Snead replaces Lucas Ursic as pitcher. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball towards third. Diaz can't make the play in time. Henderson gets a base hit. Jordan Westberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Westberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Westberg hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center. Butler makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Geloff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geloff hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Carlos Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perez bunts towards first. Cano scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. Geloff moves to second. 1 out. Cyanel P. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. 2 outs. Aldmys Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Diaz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaz is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Tyler Soderstrom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Soderstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderstrom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Trevor May replaces Kirby Snead as pitcher. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mullins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullins hits a line drive, base hit into left field. James McKen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McKen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McKen hits a line drive deep towards left. Ruiz makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan O'Hearn pinch hits for Ryan McKenna batting 8th. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. O'Hearn softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and O'Hearn is out. Mullins moves to second. Two outs. Adam Frazier pinch hits for Jorge Mateo batting 9th. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Frazier hits a pop-up foul, off the third baseline. Allen makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. F. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. One out. Shea Langeliers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Langeliers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Langeliers hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Allen is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Adrie Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rutschman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Rutschman is on with a walk. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mountcastle is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Mountcastle hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Frazier scores. Rutschman moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Gunnar Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Rutschman moves to third. Mountcastle moves to second. Henderson is on first. Jordan Westbig is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Westbig is 0-for-4 in the game. Westbig hits a fly ball towards center. Butler makes the catch for the out. Rutschman scores. Mountcastle moves to third. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 4-2, Orioles. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball towards short. Allen makes a fielder's choice. Mountcastle scores. Henderson moves to third. Hayes is on first. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mullins hits a pop-up beyond second. Geloff gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. James McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. James McKen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McKen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McKen hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Henderson scores. Hayes scores. It's 7-2, Orioles. Ryan O'Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. O'Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Hearn hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and O'Hearn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jacob Webb replaces Efesturi Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Zach Geloff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Geloff is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. That is ball 4. Geloff is on with a walk. Allen moves to third. Ruiz moves to second. Tony Kemp pinch hits for Carlos P. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. One out. Lawrence Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler strikes out swinging. Two outs. Aldmys Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaz strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland.